And briefly, but no, not really. I would never become one of them. Her adamant vehemence surprised him. He had struck a nerve with her.
Why?
Her gaze saddened as she swirled ice in her glass with her straw. There was a woman in my village when I was a young girl. Beautiful and sweet. She used to bring fresh bread to my parents and make doll clothes for me. Then one afternoon I noticed how tired she looked. She hadn't been sleeping for days. Every night her dreams worsened. Within 2 weeks, she had gone insane from them. And that was before the Skothai had lost their emotions. Back when they prayed for nothing more than cruelty.
Delphine flinched. The memories were hard for her, even now.
I can still remember the wails of her children when they found her. She had killed herself to get away from the demons in her sleep. It wasn't until Arik came to me that I learned it was the Skothai who had driven her mad and why it was so important that we fight and stop them. Any time I ever considered allowing my emotions to rule me, I thought of Nairobi. I would never harm someone the way they had harmed her. It's wrong to prey on people.
Wow. He wished he had those convictions. But truthfully, he felt vindicated for any action he took against mankind. Still,
she shook her head. I don't understand why people can't be nice to each other. Why someone always has to push someone else around.
Unlike her, he got it completely.
It's intoxicating to feel that power, to know that in your hands is their life or death. That no matter what they do or how hard they fight, they're no match for you.
Her gaze turned harsh and condemning. Do you really feel satisfied when you've crushed them, knowing they were weaker than you? That they couldn't fight back and win? Is that true victory?
Jericho looked away.
Tell me, she said, her voice thick with conviction. I want to understand because I really don't get it.
Jericho swallowed, unable to meet her gaze as he remembered the times in his past when he had gone after weaker enemies. There was one truth he kept coming back to, and it was one he didn't want to think about.
I was always still empty afterward. The exultation of victory is momentary and fleeting. By the time it's felt, it's gone.
So why do it?
Because it was better than the emptiness inside. At least there, for a moment, he had some kind of feelings besides hate and pain. That was all he knew. It was why Nike had been so precious to him. She had made him feel something else. But even that had always been fleeting. Nothing could take away or soothe the rage and hate in his heart. At least not more than a few minutes at a time. It was those minutes he craved.
He sat back as the waitress brought their food and set it down in front of them. Silently he ate his oysters while Delphine picked daintily at her food. Her nose wrinkled ever so slightly as she bit into her gumbo.
Is it not good?
She wiped her mouth.
Yes, but very different. Spicy. I wasn't prepared for that.
He pushed his basket of crackers toward her on the table.
That'll help absorb it.
Thank you.
She started to bite into the wrapped package.
Oh, wait,
he said, pulling it out of her hand.
You have to unwrap the plastic.
What?
He shook his head, amused by her confusion. She could be so knowledgeable and yet so childlike. But then her experiences in the world had been through dreams and not based in reality.
It made a big difference. You don't eat the plastic part.
He opened the crackers and handed them back.
Oh, thank you again.
She smiled a smile that actually made his stomach tighten. Her hand brushed his as she took it. That simple, innocent touch seared him. He wanted to take her hand and hold it to his face, to kiss his way up her arm and over her body. But he didn't dare. Tenderness for her could weaken him. He had already sacrificed enough for her. He had no intention of giving anything more. Her eyes sparkled as she continued to eat her meal. She was enjoying it. He didn't know why he took pleasure in that, but he did. But his pleasure died as he glanced out the window to the street. There, in the darkness, he saw a shadow he recognized. Inhuman and evil, it was after two girls who had just left the Fire Brazil restaurant across the street. Damn it. Couldn't he even eat in peace? What do you care? Let him have them. He looked down at his plate, telling himself it was none of his business. Then he looked at Delphine, who hadn't seen what he had. She would be so disappointed in him if she ever learned that he had sat here and done nothing to help those girls. And the truth was, so would he. Cursing, he pulled his wallet out and used his powers to create enough money to put on the table to pay for their food. Delphine frowned at him as he stood up.
Is something wrong?
Yes, he growled. I'm about to kill someone. Without another word, he headed outside to confront the creature. No doubt this was going to be the second worst mistake of his life.